Before we kick off today's episode, I got something that could save you a ton of time this season. If you're a grassroots coach trying to juggle work, life, and soccer, Soccer Coach Weekly is an absolute game changer. Since 2006, they have been trusted by coaches from all over the world, delivering fun, ready-to-go drills that keep players focused, learning, and loving the game, even when you're short on time. And here's the best part. Chat by the Pitch listeners get 50% off a full year of premium access. Just click the link in show notes and use the promo code EN50 at checkout. That's EN50 for half off. Plan fast, coach smart, Soccer Coach Weekly.
Family-owned Soccer Innovation is your go-to source for top-quality equipment. Whether you're a player, a supportive family member, or a dedicated coach, they have everything you need to elevate your game. For players, their innovative equipment are designed to boost your skills and performance on the pitch. From their agility cones to their portable goals, they have you covered. And family members, they offer durable equipment that's built to last because we know your support is critical to your player. Coaches, trust me, they can provide the equipment you need to run effective training sessions and shape the next generation of soccer players. Visit Soccer Innovations at soccerinnovations.com to start elevating your game with them.
And if you use the code PITCH, P-I-T-C-H, you can receive up to 10% off your next order.
Hey, soccer friends, I just want to give a shout out to our partner, TeamPlayer. They are changing the game on how you find the perfect soccer team for your player. Parents, this means no more endless social media scrolling to find information on teams. With TeamPlayer, everything you need to know is just a few clicks away. It's simple, straightforward, and lets you find the best coach and team for your player without any of the usual headaches. And coaches, we all know how tough it can be to get your team noticed, but when you subscribe to one of Team Player's team plans, you instantly get access to set up an online team profile that allows you to reach more potential players and showcase what your team is all about. It's super easy and lets players and parents see why your team could be the right fit for them. And if you sign up using the promo code PITCH, you can try any team plan free for 1 month. So whether you're managing a team or searching for one, come on over to www.teamplayer.us. That is TEAMPLAYR.US. And come give Team Player a look.
I want to tell you about something I've used and I truly believe in. Replayer. It's a sideline camera built for youth sports. Just set it up, hit record, and it captures the entire game automatically. No chasing the ball, no holding your phone, just hands-free, stress-free recording. The in-game tagging is one of my favorite features. One tap, and you can mark a big goal, ankle-breaking moves, or a clutch tackle. Then pull those clips for later for review, highlights, or social media. And the live streaming's next level. A buddy of mine actually watched his son's game while flying cross-country at 30,000 feet. That blew me away. If you're a parent or coach at the field every weekend, Replayer is a game changer. Head to replayer.com. That's R-E-E-P-L-A-Y-E-R.com. And I think you'll be amazed.
Before we kick off today's episode, I got something that could save you a ton of time this season. If you're a grassroots coach trying to juggle work, life, and soccer, Soccer Coach Weekly is an absolute game changer. Since 2006, they have been trusted by coaches from all over the world, delivering fun, ready-to-go drills that keep players focused, learning, and loving the game, even when you're short on time. And here's the best part. Chat by the Pitch listeners get 50% off a full year of premium access. Just click the link in show notes and use the promo code EN50 at checkout. That's EN50 for half off. Plan fast, coach smart, Soccer Coach Weekly.
Family-owned Soccer Innovation is your go-to source for top-quality equipment. Whether you're a player, a supportive family member, or a dedicated coach, they have everything you need to elevate your game. For players, Their innovative equipment are designed to boost your skills and performance on the pitch. From their agility cones to their portable goals, they have you covered. And family members, they offer durable equipment that's built to last because we know your support is critical to your player. Coaches, trust me, they can provide the equipment you need to run effective training sessions and shape the next generation of soccer players. Visit Soccer Innovations at soccerinnovations.com to start elevating your game with them.
And if you use the code PITCH, P-I-T-C-H, you can receive up to 10% off your next order.
Hey, soccer friends. I just want to give a shout out to our partner, TeamPlayer. They are changing the game on how you find the perfect soccer team for your player. Parents, this means no more endless social media scrolling to find information on teams. With TeamPlayer, everything you need to know is just a few clicks away. It's simple, straightforward, and lets you find the best coach and team for your player without any of the usual headaches. And coaches, we all know how tough it can be to get your team noticed, but when you subscribe to one of TeamPlayer's team plans, you instantly get access to set up an online team profile that allows you to reach more potential players and showcase what your team is all about. It's super easy and lets players and parents see why your team could be the right fit for them. And if you sign up using the promo code PITCH, you can try any team plan free for 1 month. So whether you're managing a team or searching for one, come on over to www.teamplayer.us. That is TeamPlayer.us. And come give TeamPlayer a look.
I want to tell you about something I've used and I truly believe in. Replayer. It's a sideline camera built for youth sports. Just set it up, hit record, and it captures the entire game automatically. No chasing the ball, no holding your phone, just hands-free, stress-free recording. The in-game tagging is one of my favorite features. One tap, and you can mark a big goal, ankle-breaking moves, or a clutch tackle. Then pull those clips for later for review, highlights, or social media. And the live streaming's next level. A buddy of mine actually watched his son's game while flying cross-country at 30,000 feet. That blew me away. If you're a parent or coach at the field every weekend, Replayer is a game changer. Head to replayer.com. That's R-E-E-P-L-A-Y-E-R.com. And I think you'll be amazed. Hello and welcome back to Chat by the Pitch. This is Ian Babcock, your host. I know you're all ready for part two with Brendan Lee, and I hope you listen to what he has to say. There's a lot of information we jumped through here. I really enjoyed my conversation with him. So let's start this chat and head to the pitch.
You said something. I don't know if you caught it. And I think I'm just nitpicking here. You said if they don't love it, they can go find something else to do.
Right. Yes.
But I'm going to correct that because I think you're onto something here. If you're creating this environment where it's a safe place, they aren't coming for futsal anymore. They're coming for this mentor that's giving them advice on how to, they don't love futsal, but they love the idea this person's doing in this safe environment to learn. And honestly, if you have a program where it's a model where they can come and play futsal, and when they're sitting on the bench in between games or and they're talking to this individual and this person's not coaching them anymore on foot. They're sitting there and inspiring them how to go to the next level in whatever it may be. If it's graphics design or if it's photography or if it's writing or coding, whatever it may be, because these people all have different backgrounds and you're bringing it into an environment where they can learn. I think you might have something here that will completely revolutionize how you bring sports here in the United States. And I'm looking at it from the perspective of you play this beautiful game for your whole life because you enjoy it, but your passion might be something else.
Sure.
And now you just created a safe place for all these people to get together. I love talking. And I used to play pickup basketball every Tuesday and Thursday. I'm horrible at basketball. I had shot more bricks than I knew anyone else there that shot that night, but I didn't give up. But what I did love was getting to know all the guys that I played with. Some of them became very good friends. One is like a brother to me. He became like a brother to me because we had these conversations, which allowed these friendships to blossom off the court of basketball. I'm telling you, going back to shooting bricks, I think you could probably build a mansion with how many I shot and all the time I played. Maybe by the time near the end, I was more than 25% accurate, but at least I know my talent. Looking at it and looking at what it created, what it was doing, it was, we were all older. I'm 41, so you're going back. I was in my late 20s, early 30s playing basketball with a bunch of men that are 5 to 10 years older. Some of them were 20 to 30 years older than me. They'd come out and play basketball. And then we'll get these 18, 19 year olds that would just smoke us as old men playing.
Right.
Some of these guys could keep up. I couldn't. I could keep up running. I guess couldn't keep up playing. But the conversations and the impact that some of these guys had on these younger, these 18, 19 year old boys.
Yeah.
I think you have a lot of interest in them. And it's like, they would go to them. They'd call them up like, where are you tonight? We're looking for more people to show up.
Yeah.
And it created that environment. It was just pickup game. We played. We had this, a safe place to go play, and it was free, and we just played every Tuesday and Thursday until we couldn't move.
Right.
Or until everyone was too tired. And it was, there would be a few of us that would play it past 11, but we would start at 9 and play for 2 hours and be done. But some of us would play until midnight. And it was fun. At the same time, you'd sit down and talk about with these younger kids, what their dreams were, their aspirations were. Some of them were to go to college and go on a basketball scholarship. They came after practice to play even more basketball.
Right.
And getting to know them, like one of them had a child at, I think he was 17 years old, 16 years old, and trying to figure out life now.
Yeah.
And how does he pick up his life? And one was, I think he was 19. He became a corrections officer because that was the only job he could find because he made mistakes.
Sure.
And he was trying to figure out how to provide for his young family that he had. And it wasn't just him, it was his mom and his sister. And it was really interesting. So you got to know them on a more intimate level and figuring out how you could help them maybe move their next phase in their life. And some of these guys knew these kids since they were in high school, ninth grade. And it was very fascinating to see the dynamic. And if you're going to create something like that, and it's a safe place and Footsoul's the avenue, I think you will have a place where parents will be happy dropping their kids off, even watching them, cheering them on, learning about who they're learning from, and create a culture in an environment where people want to be, not just because it's Footsoul, but because it's educational. People are taking personal interest. A laptop might be broken out, or a camera might be broken, or as you described earlier, balloons with paint and being splattered everywhere. I'm very visual in my head when you're saying that. I'm literally watching someone throw balloons at a canvas on top of a soccer court, or you decide to repaint the court and what you're going to do is throw 100 balloons up in the air and all run away. I don't know.
But
to create art, to create this environment where it's safe, and it's exciting. I'm way off tangent.
No. This is the beautiful thing of it is like, you're not, I think you're spot on, and you're spot on because that is the way I'm explaining is like the feeling that I'm trying to help evoke. I think you're feeling it in your own way. And that's the point. I think that's the whole thing, right? To feel, oh, am I off? It's like, no, dude, this is what it's here for. This is what it's meant to be. Now, I won't be keeping kids out till midnight. That part won't be a part of the project unless we do, I don't know, some sort of project 214 party or whatever. The midnight stuff will be more catered to some of the adult stuff on the other side of that project. I will not be keeping kids up till midnight.
But you get what I'm saying.
Sure, absolutely.
It's a place where you can have an environment where it's safe for these kids to go, where they can go and do these things and be safe. I think that's what's missing with a lot of these programs that, I'm not saying you're keeping them up to midnight, but you're keeping them out maybe until 8:30 at night.
Sure.
And they have this environment where it's just a collective environment where maybe where parents can drop their kids off every Wednesday night and go have a date night, and they know they're safe in an environment they're going to be learned and cared about. And unfortunately, become a babysitting program, but it's not a babysitting program. It's
like
we talked about. It's a mentoring program through foot.
Sure. There's any which direction that it could be. Like, I hope that, like, I have worked with so many great families, so many great younger kids, older kids, kids who are in high school, kids who are graduated high school, which is wild, actually. And like, I just, the version of myself that I've been able to like share with those people has always been like me. Now that feels ready to be like, oh, well, I've done this with these great families. It's cool. Like, how do you do this on a community scale? And how do you provide what I've been able to do for these teams of 15, 16 families for however many odd years. How do you do that to anybody who's interested?
And I think that's very hard to do. I don't think there's many people that are successful at doing it because they have such a rigid of where they want it to go. And from the sense of it, you said it multiple times, to ebb and flow and be its natural course and not have to.
Yeah, I think in previous years, I have, not to say that I'm not diligent or I'm not of detail in terms of building this project out, because it does take a lot of detail-oriented focus, a lot of leaning into mentorship, a lot of doing my own bit of like Project 214 for me, learning from people that I have no necessarily background in, and that being like, oh, okay, while I'm doing it and displaying this so that all of these kids and families can experience that for themselves. And I'm just like, it becoming something where like I could even host a training and have it be displayed or broadcasted or what have you, is like, that already feels like successful. That already feels like, man, I put so much blood, sweat, tears into this. To where it's like now, like, man, that part is, it's just cool to be able to put something out there now. I feel very proud of myself for being able to go through what I've gone through to get to this point to share that.
I think that's hard to do at times.
Yes.
Now, where are you going to be doing all this? Because you have to have a home.
Right.
Say a place where this can be organized at.
So yeah.
Where will you be hosting all at and housing it at?
So that's the interesting part. So I will actually be partnering with a group called Vanta, who's based out of Austin. They are a rooftop soccer group. I will be partnering with them. And yes, we will be doing futsal on a rooftop at the Plaza of Americas.
Now, my first train of thought is, how far can you kick the ball up before it goes over the side of the building?
Yeah, that's so funny. That is really funny. So in terms of fault, like, I don't know that there's going to be a version to, the walls are super high. Like, when you're on the roof, like, it is very much enclosed. I would be shocked if, one, a kid was able to do that. In terms of the adult side of things, there will be netting. So it's not like we're kicking balls over the roof or anything like that. I hope none of the kids that I train or come out to training don't get curious and try to figure that part out. If they do, that's the point. Let's hope not.
So what is the point, this company you're talking about? And we can talk a little bit about them. So they're a rooftop futsal facility, or what is it?
Small-sided soccer, futsal, kind of all encompassed in this like very, again, street style. I'm going to be repeating myself, and that's kind of where the strategic partnership comes into place. It's like they share a lot of the ethos and values that felt like right to me. And again, one of those things, like on this journey, finding divine intervention of like-minded individuals. They're out of Austin. I've gone to play pickup at their spot in Austin. And it is exactly what you just mentioned about your basketball. It is community. It is, you got older guys playing, older females playing, just like anyone that wants to play, a great mix. The environment is super healthy in terms of everyone high fives everyone, doesn't matter which team you're on. Doesn't matter if you're coming on, doesn't matter if you're coming off. People coming from work, people coming on Saturday, Sunday morning just to get a kick around. It is a wonderful feeling to just have that. And it's a cool place to just be to play. And I think in the Dallas, again, community in terms of like adult pickup, localized, small-sided soccer, I think Vanta is going to be a huge, huge component that is going to add some really cool flavor to, again, the landscape of things. And I'm really excited to be partnering with them.
So you talked about their...
All right, a quick break. This one's for my fellow grassroots coaches. We all know how tough it is to keep every kid engaged and still running a great session when time is tight. That's why I'm excited to partner with Soccer Coach Weekly. Since 2006, they've helped over 50,000 coaches, parents, teachers from all over the world. And here's the best part. As a Chat by the Pitch listener, you can get 50% off a full year of premium access. Just click the link in the show notes and apply the code EN50. And again, that's EN50 for 50% off. Plan fast, coach smart, Soccer Coach Week.
Philosophy and ethos. So you mentioned the location. I have no clue where that is. I am horrible outside of my little bubble of Keller.
That's all good.
You mentioned what building will it be on top of again?
Plaza of America. Plaza of America or Americas.
I think I know what that is.
Located, it's located in downtown Dallas.
So is it easy to get to, easy parking, easy transportation to?
Yes. Actually, there may be a little bit of confusion because it's so nuanced in the beginning. But once you understand like how to get into the parking garage and all of that, elevators, getting into it, understanding where to go, it is pretty straightforward. It is literally on the highest floor that you could be on. The entryway is, again, it's only so many places you could go on that highest floor, which leads to this beautiful outdoor space. So I think it'll be a little bit nuanced because everyone's either used to, you know, like a city futsal and how that works, or like city futsal, Austin Ranch or downtown, or Toka Centers or all of that, where it's kind of like the layout is park and you go in. It'll very much be the same. It'll be nuanced in the sense of it is literally on top of a parking garage or on top of a corporate building. So that's way new. I can't think of another place that does that. A bit unconventional, but again, I think the nuance of it will start to become more normalized for sure. Again, really look forward to what it does for not only the kids, but also for the adults too.
Nice, because we don't get much foul weather here, bad weather with rain or whatnot.
Sure.
Will that deter sessions, or will you have an indoor portion where people can go and have the chats where if they can't play that night? Or my train of thought is, those chilly nights, you don't want to be sitting outside waiting between your kids.
Or will you? I don't know.
I mean,
in terms of,
the age group.
Yeah. In terms of contingency plan, again, I don't know. This is such a nuanced thing. I'm not really sure. I can imagine that inclement weather obviously makes it very difficult for us to play. Again, contingent upon what that weather looks like and what that backup plan is. My hope is to have a contingency plan at a local indoor gym. I think community. So again, the affiliation with perhaps a school or something like that would be my go-to for something like that. But again, it's not that it's not been thought about. I just don't know because I'm not sure how that's going to be. Based on intuition, I think that's a sound thought process. Rain probably does make it a little bit more difficult. I don't know. There is a version of me that's, people elsewhere play in the rain and do it, and it's like that feels like culture too, but at the expense of maybe kids slipping and sliding and getting hurt. I don't know to what extent that families are willing to do that, or even that I'm willing to kind of push the envelope. That feels like a cool thing, but again, that one's a tough call. It's a really tough call.
No, you're good with it, because at the end of the day, I think it goes back to what you're trying to create. It's creating that culture, that environment. If you could just find a parking garage where you can just clear out a small section, you can go play in a parking garage when there's weather. I've never understood why some of these parking garages have never, what's what I'm looking for, leveled out a section and made it into a futsal court, because you don't need the height. You just need a nice smooth surface to play on and running around. And if it's blocked off and safe from being hit, you're good to go.
Right.
Some netting up where there's the holes where the ball can escape through, but
other than that,
you're good to go.
Right. And I think Vanta is absolutely doing that part. I think they are figuring that part out. So they're bringing a really cool culture from Austin to Dallas. And I think Dallas and Austin, albeit 3 hours apart, are almost two different universes. And it'll be a really cool thing, I think, for the Dallas soccer culture, but I think for the Dallas just Metroplex in general, social community, all of it.
All right, a quick break. This one's for my fellow grassroots coaches. We all know how tough it is to keep every kid engaged and still running a great session when time is tight. That's why I'm excited to partner with Soccer Coach Weekly. Since 2006, they've helped over 50,000 coaches, parents, teachers from all over the world. And here's the best part. As a Chat by the Pitch listener, you can get 50% off a full year of premium access. Just click the link in the show notes and apply the code EN50. And again, that's EN50 for 50% off. Plan fast, coach smart, Soccer Coach Week.
Do you think what they're trying to do will impact the next generation of futsal players are coming up? Because I feel like our culture slightly shifting more. In the States, we are seeing more and more futsal becoming more and more popular. With all these, especially here in Dallas, every three to six months, we're hearing a new futsal facility opening up, another soccer facility opening up. And it's great to hear. Grapevine just introduced one a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be getting one here in Keller. You have something itself like here on my side of town. I honestly don't know much on the east side of town because I'm not on that side of town. But I think it's more well established over there than here. Do you find that what's coming up next for this next younger generation coming up, the players that are becoming more common because their parents have been involved in it. Do you see the futsal community to make a huge, not comeback, but building here now because everything has changed over the last?
Yeah, I hope so. More so than anything, the whole idea behind Project 214, certainly this idea of community, but also, again, what the nucleus of that like ecosystem is futsal, and to hope to bring more awareness to futsal, how it is utilized, what it actually is, how you actually play it, different rules, all of it. Those are cultural items, right? That is the game. We want it to be played the way that it's understood, maybe I'll say like widely across the world. So I hope that I can play a role in impacting what I want to double down on younger generations, and hope that like futsal is way more accessible. Just hope that the game is way more accessible, not just accessible in terms of, oh, I can go play, but like places where it's cool to learn, to be, to educate, to where it's like, and again, I don't know that you ever recreate the wheel. That's not really the point. To answer your question, let me find my way there. But it feels like if I could play a small role or play an impacting role, I'll say, not small, an impacting role in that, where it's like the younger generations are way more well-versed in what futsal is, or families are way more well-versed in futsal. That is ultimately how you grow, right? That's how you grow an idea, right? Is more people being able to share it, know more about it. And that would be like, what a huge win that is. I think futsal is great now, but I think maybe only a small population of people know about it. And is it ever going to get on the scale in the States as like a football or a basketball? Maybe not, but hopefully those people are talking about it still. Hopefully those people are understanding like, oh, that exists. That actually is a sport. You know what I mean? As niche as it may be, it'd be really cool to have those people talking about it and seeing like, oh, my kid does play futsal. He plays football primarily or basketball primarily, but like, man, the footwork they get in there, right? The workout that they get, like the way they get to play indoors or outdoors or just in a small space. Like I hope is just there's a better understanding and a better affiliation with the game as a whole for generations to come. That would be awesome to be a part of an impact like that, or be a part of a timeline of that nature. It would be incredible.
Do you think with everything going on, we have the World Cup, we're going to see an explosion in soccer, I think,
yeah,
next year, after next year. I think if we had a futsal big championship playing game here, I think you're going to see it take off some even more. I think the more we have people talking about it, the more we want our kids playing in these activities.
Yeah.
We see it differently. If you sit here and talk to some of the local coaches, they all talk about the importance of futsal and what it brings for players and how it actually changes the dynamic of the game for players because of the quickness of it. You don't have time to wind up. You literally have your foot's on the ball and you have to push it right away. It's going to have to go. You can't, as I like to say, take that wind up and chop it halfway across the field. First, the ball doesn't go that high. And second, it moves differently because it is, yeah, on a court. Do you think with all the excitement coming on, do you think you'll be able to up the extra excitement because of the World Cup and be able to feed off that into what you're doing?
I think, yes. Like I'm, again, trying to find my way to that answer. Yes, I think so. Is that the main point? Not really. No. I think it's one of those things where like the timing of it just happens to be now. There just happens to be a World Cup. I think innately there is going to be some portion of that branches off and is like, oh, I'm really interested in soccer. Oh, this is a version of soccer, or this is a whole separate sport closely related to soccer. That's really, really cool. What is that? Or, oh, I do know about this thing. Awesome. Like they have this here. I think more for, again, having, if people were here for the World Cup and knew about soccer and knew what that was, I hope that at some point along the way that futsal as a sport would come across their newsfeed or their algorithm somehow, and they'd be able to come across Project 214 or Vanta. I think that's going to happen. You could call it strategic. I think with how big soccer is and how big it's going to be here in the next year, I think it's inevitable. I hope, again, should someone be looking, I hope we're able to provide a space for that individual or that family that's coming in to experience World Cup, but also have their kid experience something that, like, not only just the game and what that game meant, but, oh, remember that time we went to Dallas and we went here and that was like what that experience was like. Like, I hope to have and share that memory with those families. whether they're local or not. Again, I think it's inevitable that the connection happens, and I'm excited to be able to provide that hospitality, but also, again, just be able to be a space there that they can look into and find and be like, oh, this is great. Look at what we stumbled upon. I think that's inevitable to happen.
Do you think what's going on for you all right, for you as an individual, is there anything that has helped you jumpstart this or motivate you
for sure
be with what you're going forward with and everything going on? Because at the end of the day, there's always something that ignites something or an experience that forces us to react differently.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've always been an inspired individual that has always, again, consistently had this idea, had this feeling, had this kind of like energy towards this idea, towards this project. I think probably in recent months, just being able to battle some personal, I guess like personal battles has been able to catalyze and bring me to a place of feeling super down or battling with depression and figuring out how to reinvigorate purpose and give purpose to something that's like bigger than you as an individual. And I think within the recent months, like I've definitely experienced that in a wonderful, I would almost consider it like a shedding, to where it was like, could be so sad in some parts of my life and feel like, oh man, like, do I even do this coaching thing? Do I even feel like I provide that kind of impact? And then getting the support and help that you need from professionals or friends or family, wherever you get that from, I definitely feel like that's been like a massive push and inspiration to being able to conceptualize and bring Project 214 to life, honestly, probably in the best way possible, because it's what Project 214 is so purposeful. It feels so purposeful. It feels like servitude. It feels like resourcefulness. It feels like being able to give like a warm embrace or like a hug without it being like so foreign. Really, like Project 214 feels like a project that has really manifested out of me finding love for myself and what I love to do and who I am, and then being able to put that into a project that's an extension of me and feeling like, all right, cool, I'm going to share this with people through this painful journey in some ways, beautiful journey in a lot of ways, and be able to like and share that with people. And hopefully when they get to continue to share that story individually, hopefully inspire other people to, again, feel like if they're feeling sad, to where it's like maybe severe depression or something like that, or maybe it is, but like they feel courageous enough to speak up about it or seek help or find someone to talk to and be able to share that with them. Because I know growing up in sports culture, right? And this is super popularized by many athletes across all professions, where it's like, man, it's a heavy thing. It's a heavy thing to deal with. And it's not even sports related sometimes. Sometimes it's just the way you were brought up. It's life experiences. And it can be heavy to carry sometimes. And I just want it to be, for me, it has been okay to voice that, share that, create this, again, like shedding into this new version of me and create this project that feels like, again, it feels like through this wonderful journey of figuring it out. Now, this is cool. This is ready to share, ready for me to give this to everyone, a piece of me that's okay. We'll see where it lands and how it goes. But I feel, most importantly, one with the idea, the concept of it, and then feel really, really amazing about sharing it too.
Awesome. Is there anything that you would like to share that we have not covered yet that helpful for the audience to understand or to see that we have missed? Or
I think just stay tuned. Sure, we talked about a lot of great things, actually. Definitely stay tuned for what Project 214 is doing. Everyone go follow Project 214 on Instagram. Vanta as well, Vanta Athletics. Those are going to be really a cool collaboration, I think. Fits the Dallas scene. Again, like I mentioned, just based on the topic we just spoke about, I think, again, really like the Project 214 is meant to be a safe space to express yourself, the individual that you are, the kind of person that you feel you want to be, and even are trying to figure out, build on that, refine it, and then just be that person, feel comfortable kind of in your skin. And if you ever don't feel comfortable or feel like, man, I don't feel seen or I don't feel heard, to really like talk to somebody about it. I want that to be a safe place to where people can talk, whether it's about stuff like that or feel like they get to have their release and find their people that feel like love and feel positive energy and feel like support. Really, just on that topic, I hope that wherever you're at right now, like you've got people that love you, know that people love you, know that people care about you, and like always feel okay to say something about it. Always feel okay to share that part about it. And it's okay to say I'm down right now and feel okay with that. And I hope that Project 2 and 4 and Vanta are able to provide another place where positive love, peace, joy can just all be embraced in a community format, and everyone can just enjoy and feel like, yes, this is purpose. This is like what I feel so good to be in, and I hope it provides that.
Thank you.
Yes.
And my last question, you've answered it before as a player and a coach. I'm going to angle it now as the entrepreneur side of you, because this is the next phase. Who has been the greatest influence or people or whoever it may be, multiple people, on you to jump to this next phase in your project and you guide you to be where you're at?
I think the first answer is like kids, but in terms of what I really think has been the biggest inspiration has been, I don't want this to be taken the wrong way by any means, but I think it's the little kid, the kid version of me who was not able to feel, who loved the game, loved it, played it, but did not always get maybe not the love that he wanted, so to speak, but the love that he needed for sure. And this is an opportunity to be able to, like, again, as I journey through that and find like how to love myself, the inspiration is definitely, this is less so about like sport and all of that, but more so about a project to refine oneself, figure out like how to give yourself that and definitely take care of that. The little kid that just didn't get all of the attention focus, just like that love, like the hug, like the space to say like, man, my feelings are hurt, I feel sad, or again, to reiterate that portion of it. I think that has been the biggest inspiration kind of through all of this when I think about it, outside of my own kids and like seeing where they're at and what I would love to build for them to grow up in or for them to see is like kid version of me that needs that influence or needs that inspiration or needs that hug. And this is absolutely what Project 2 and 4, like even just being able to go down this business pathway, like it's learning all of the things I never got to learn. I think definitely that is the inspiration for that. And I know that may seem a bit like egotistical, but I think there's a lot of hurt and a lot of pain from that has definitely inspired and catalyzed like this idea of, oh, why would I want that? How would I want that? And then be able to provide that, because again, like that feels cool to me.
Hey everyone, I hope you all have enjoyed this week's episode with Brendan with Project 214. What he's doing is amazing. What he is envisioning and what he's trying to accomplish is awesome. I hope you see everything that he's trying to do. Go check out what he's doing. Go look up his information. I'll list everything below in the notes for the show. I hope you take the time to digest what he's trying to do and appreciate the work that he's doing. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me or Brendan, and one of us will be more than glad to help you or guide to give you information. Hey everyone, if you guys have enjoyed this podcast, have enjoyed what I've been trying to do, the messages that I'm putting out there, please give me some ratings, some stars on all the podcast sites that you listen to this on. Give me a review, share this, share with others. The more I can make this grow, the more I can continue doing this. I'm really trying to make a difference in our soccer community. So I hope you guys have enjoyed all this. And until next time, I'll see you at the pitch.